is Berisha Pilot from flyingkosovo.com. You came in with your aircraft yesterday.
Yes.
Could you tell us about what time and for what purpose?
I came yesterday afternoon and I have been already to 25, 26 countries. Mm-hmm. Every country in Central America I finished, every country in South America I finished. Mm-hmm. And I'm going all the Caribbean island countries to lobby and raise awareness for Kosovo's independence. I'm going to every country so those countries recognize our independence.
So it's part of an international awareness effort.
Exactly, yes, yes.
If you're going to sort of raise awareness for Kosovo's independence,
yes.
Why is that important?
It is very important so we can establish diplomatic relations. And also I would like the people of your beautiful island to know where is Kosovo, what's going on with Kosovo. I don't want them to just remember what happened during the war in the 90s. So, and the most important is the basic stuff. So if somebody wants to come from Kosovo to your beautiful island on vacation, so they have the ability to do so. Otherwise, right now, if your country, Dominica, is not recognizing our independence, nobody can come in to your country because you guys don't recognize us as an independent nation. And not recognizing us, you're not recognizing our passport, so nobody can come in and out. So I would like things to get moving, I guess. And
so you're going for a sort of a normalized, you know, diplomatic.
Exactly, exactly.
Recognition of Kosovo as a state.
As a country, yes, yes, yes. And in the 192 countries on the planet, only 65 have recognized our independence the last 2 years. And out of those 65 countries are mainly European Union, 22 out of 27 European Union countries, US, Canada has recognized us, Japan also, New Zealand, Australia. So, and I would like also all the Caribbean islands to recognize our independence. The only country in the Caribbean, it's been the Dominican Republic that has recognized our independence. In the Central American countries, it's Belize, Costa Rica, and Panama. And in South America, it's Peru and Colombia.
So besides the question of diplomatic relations, and of course, tourism, joint travel between the nations. In other ways, you feel that as a nation, that it is important to recognize Kosovo.
Exactly. Import, export. I'm sure there is lots of power, so we can be part of United Nations. You know, NATO accepted in all kinds of international organizations.
International
organizations. Otherwise, right now we have 2.2 million. We're like in a dark hole out there, you know, because countries are not recognizing, or not all the countries are recognizing our independence, and that's more difficult for us to do anything and to move around, you know.
Could you give us an idea as to when all your efforts started?
My mission started almost a year ago. I started flying on the 25th of May last year. And I started in El Paso, Texas. So I crossed Mexico, Belize, Guatemala, El Salvador. So every country in Central America. Yes. Every country in Central America. Then I finished every country in South America. And now I'm going up the Caribbean island countries, up to Florida, and going all the way to Europe with the same airplane.
Could you give us an idea, as some background information as to what led to Kosovo being in that situation?
Milosevic was a dictator, you know, the president that died in Slobodan Milosevic. Very good, you know. He was a dictator. I mean, you know, like we have a few out there, you know, like Hitler was, you know, or like Saddam Hussein was, you know. So he was a dictator that wanted to control everybody in former Yugoslavia. And he wanted to create a greater Serbia. He wanted you to stop going to school in your own language. You couldn't believe in the religion you wanted to believe. So, and then of course the war escalated. He started the war in Slovenia in 91. Then he started the war in Croatia, lasted 2 years. Of course, he went to Bosnia, which started which the war lasted 4 years, and more than a quarter of a million people died there. And finally, 99 was with us, which more than 10,000 people died. And the NATO bombing started for 78 days straight, until Serbia finally said, okay, I'm giving up. I know I can't win with you guys, and they disappeared, you know. So basically that's what happened. And in the war also, they killed my father, 47 years old. That's why also what pushed me over the edge.
As a prisoner torture.
Exactly. And in the small village where I grew up, which is 2,000 people, 60 people died. In a village 2 miles down the road, more than 200 people got killed, massacred, and all that stuff. So
we don't kill all for the NATO or the order.
No. The Serbian military, paramilitary, the police. Those people killed innocent people, basically. You know, and those are some of the reasons why I started this mission to raise awareness. Hey, we exist. We declared our independence 2 years ago. No matter how small your island is, 70,000-80,000 people, it's still important for me that your country recognizes our independence.
They can open up, see, they say, all sorts of national opportunities, trade exchanges, cultural exchanges.
Exactly. Very good. Exactly. So there's cultural exchanges. People are able, student exchanges, to go between both countries, import-export, as I mentioned earlier. Many things, you know, like any other nations, you know. I don't want us to be like from outer space, you know, because right now, technically for Dominica, we're from outer space. We don't exist, you know. And I would like that line to be crossed, and so things are improving. Yeah.